Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Have you heard? We're moving into the year of the horse. Never in all the years that I've been practicing, I've been in business for over 13 years now, never have I seen us as a collective hang on for dear life to a Chinese New Year's like this time. It's like the horse is just the hope and the, you know, good news that we've all been waiting for so long. And it just seems like it has really come to our attention. So I wanted to do an episode on the year of the horse, but in together with your manifestations, because it is a year where manifestations really start to move forward. And I think that that's what's exciting about this energy that's coming forward that everybody can feel, that, you know, we've been asking, like, why have my manifestations been held up for so many years? And we can sense that this is kind of a momentum moving energy that's coming our way. And we're excited about it. So I wanted to take a full episode and sit with it. I have my horse shirt on today and everything. I pinned my hair back so you could see my sweater a little bit more. I'm just excited to go through. As usual, we have five messages. And one last thing I wanted to say about the year of the horse is that I was working on my branding all of last year. We started in January of 2025 and it took us a whole year to get it done. And I don't know if you noticed, but in the new branding, we have an illustration of a horse. And I had our illustrator who made all of those custom for us, all the different illustrations that we have. And I actually asked for a horse because when I was feeling into you guys and into this beautiful soul-led community, I felt like they are represented by a horse. Like, that's what I told the illustrator. I was like, you know, they are free. They are wild. They are strong. And their movement, like, they are just spirit in motion. That's the way that I saw you guys. So I had her draw a horse and it really, that's how I see you. And so take a minute to check out the branding if you haven't already and look at that horse and just know that that's you. That was completely inspired by you guys. So it's kind of funny that we are also moving into the year of the horse, which I had no idea that was happening when I was coming up with that illustration. So I feel like that means something. If you're feeling like this year of the horse may feel like your year, I believe it, because to me, you represent the horse. So let's see what this year has for you, this beautiful Chinese New Year coming forward. I would also say, like, the reason why we're clinging on to this and why maybe you didn't even like pay attention to Chinese New Year ever, but you are this year. I would say it's a few things. It's obviously the excitement of this. Like, I'm sure if it was like the year of the pig or something, nobody would be into it. But like, this is exciting movement. But also my sense is that in general, we are going to see more wisdom from the old. This feels like a very like wise woman wisdom. This is old time. Like, this has been like this for a long time, but there is wisdom here that we have lost throughout our modern time, and it is actually coming forward. I feel like that is coming forward because our healers who were waking up in the early 2020s or like early, you know, or like 2018, 2019, these healers that were like old enough to start to wake up into their gifts are now bringing that forward to us because they're a little bit older, a little bit wiser. So we're really grateful to those healers who are in their work and bringing this wisdom back to us. So thank you if you're part of that. And that's why we're seeing it a lot. So, all right, let's get into our five messages. Message number one, your manifestations overall are going to move faster than you are actually ready for. And I know you're probably like, no, Nikki, I'm ready. I've been waiting years for my manifestation. I know that, but like, it doesn't matter how long you've been waiting for it. It's like when it shows up and it starts to move so quickly, you think you're ready, but you're not. And we're going to see that. I see things like just moving so quickly, relationships, marriages, homes. There's homes coming this year, which is so exciting. Visibility, like some of you who have been like looking to be seen or like your work being shown in a bigger way. Again, tons of relationships that just move forward. and you're just not going to be ready for it. You're going to be kind of messy and sloppy about it and almost like trip over yourself a little bit. So yeah, I know you want it, but as much as like you thought you were prepared for it, my sense is like you're not as prepared as you think. Moving fast. So that means like you might have a certain pace that you're used to. You may move a little bit slower because like that is your pace, or maybe you're more cautious, or maybe you want things to be right and perfect. I don't see you being able to go at your natural pace this year, which may be a little bit uncomfortable. This feels like this is going to take you. And it's funny, it's not even like a fast pace all the time. It feels like when you're driving a little bit of a longer drive, like maybe an hour or an hour and a half, and you get some roads that, you know, it's clear roads and you're just going really fast, but then like, oh, you get into a little bit of traffic in this neighborhood. So there is a little bit of stop and go, but my sense is that, you know, I in a perfect world, I think we want to be true to our own rhythm and true to our own timing. But this year, this feels like the timing will be working us. Like we will not be working the timing as much as we like. For example, if you're like, oh, I love to take the summers off and I like slower summers, like I'm not sure you're going to be able to do that this year. Like I'm not sure you're going to be able to control it. And also when you have some energy, that might not be like the week. So typically my guidance is always like, what is your true rhythm? Follow your true rhythm. But there's something about this momentum that's truly the word for this year of the horse. It's like momentum. You don't have too much control over this momentum. So you just have to be mindful of that and find your little pockets of caring for yourself and rest and like find your pockets where you can. But you may not always have the choice to say no to something, which actually leads me to our message number two. Your favorite word this year is going to be yes, whether you like it or not. Use that word. I feel that many of you are a bit over-boundaried. Like you've had some trauma in the past where people were pushing your boundaries too much. So you've closed everything off to an extreme and that like you needed to, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I've had a lot of bad dates, so I'm not going to date anymore. Or I've had a lot of bad clients, so I'm not going to take on any new clients. I feel like that was then and that was needed, but now you're going to have to open up and say yes to things again without, of course, leaving yourself behind or without like crossing your own boundary. But I would take a moment to renegotiate your boundaries or like look at your boundaries again. And it's only coming forward because you're actually in a place where you can trust yourself more, which is so exciting. Where before it's like you needed to have that tight fence because like you were tripping all over things and getting hurt. And now you can open up that fence and that gate a little bit. So what you used to say no to, you may have to just slow down, pause, and really ask yourself if saying no is serving you. You know, I'm thinking about, for example, when I first started my career, I did a bunch of in-person things. Like that was fun for me. I lived in Miami. You know, I loved to see people. And then at some point, I really got into like, you know, small children. I had my three kids and I got into small kids, like if it was a trend. No, I started to have children and I had three children. And like this in-person thing that I used to love to do, I couldn't do anymore. And I had to say no to it. And I had to draw this boundary. I couldn't see, you know, people on the camera because I might've been in my car when I, you know, so I couldn't do Zooms like that. So all these boundaries were created because they were necessary, because I needed to. And what has happened is that I've gotten used to that. You know, I've gotten used to not doing things in person. I've gotten used to Zoom calls with no screen. These are things that I've gotten used to. But now I have to kind of slow down and ask myself again, are those things serving me in this season in my life? And the answer is some of them is no. Like you're going to see me doing things in person this year, which I just haven't done in so long. And it's because it's time. And also, it only comes from being able to look at those boundaries that once kept me safe. They need to be renegotiated and opened up again. So yes, the word yes, bring it forward. Don't be afraid of it. You have gotten strong enough to be able to say yes now, which is so exciting. So that could be yes to dates. That could be yes to just invitations, even going outside of, you know, like basically saying like, oh, I don't go out past 8 o'clock or something, like say yes to those things, you know, maybe even I haven't been drinking for a few years, but I'm going to say yes to a glass of wine. Like it looks like there's just going to be these things that feel safe enough to revisit within balance, which is really beautiful and exciting. The word yes is important because it brings you down paths that you couldn't foresee yourself. It brings you down these like magical roads where you kind of follow the signs and it takes you down detours, but very important ones, like very destiny, very serendipitous. But it almost looks like typically like we want to say yes to something. We're like, oh, I got a good feeling about this, or like, I feel like this can lead me here. And that is not going to be the case here. It's almost like an initiation, you know, like how brave is she? How much can she trust herself? How much faith does she have in herself? So this yes, it is a bit of a leap of faith that doesn't really look like much when you say yes. It's like saying yes to a Friday night or saying yes to this trip. And they just lead to things that you just couldn't imagine, like almost like a, oh, I said yes to this like silly trip that my friend invited me to, didn't really feel like a big deal. And I sat next to this person that changed my life on the plane, right? Things like that. So definitely yes. In addition to the yes, this message felt like ask for forgiveness, not permission. So also there's such a theme of not waiting until you're ready this year. Like there's such a theme of like doing things imperfectly and like just F it, let's go type energy. So it's like, you don't need permission to do what it is that you want to do. Like you can ask for that permission later. You have to go. And even if you hurt somebody here or there by accident, like by being messy and by being just like weird about it, like just go for it. So there's definitely this just go without waiting for permission. You guys asked for it, so I'm delivering. I wanted to let you know that we just dropped a relationship/marriage series on Clarity app titled Relationship Reset. If you're feeling stuck in your marriage, frustrated, disappointed, and confused about what to do next, this series is for you. In this series, I'm going to guide you through how you can shift your relationship and also how to know what to do next. This is not about staying or leaving. This is about reclaiming your creation power to create the relationship you really desire and deserve. It is completely possible to shift your relationship. I have done it twice in my own relationship and many times with my clients using the method I share in Relationship Reset. Before you force yourself to take the next step or simply just stay stuck, I highly recommend you watch Relationship Reset and give the method a try. The best part? You don't need your partner to be on board in order to make a change. This is about shifting your inner state to match your true self so that you can create a reality that matches. If you're ready for this shift, join Clarity app today and enjoy Relationship Reset. Details to join are below. Message number three, travel is necessary, although it is going to be chaotic. This year, there is manifestations coming forward for several reasons. It's momentum, but it's also these like curses almost in a way that have been stuck on you from your lineages for so many lineages back, you know, and travel is going to be one of these portals that helps you release things that you just couldn't release in your day-to-day or like by going to therapy. Like I really do see you getting up and going somewhere, and it doesn't have to be exotic. It literally can be a weekend trip to somewhere nearby that you drive to. It's just about getting outside of your norm. I do see some pretty epic trips as well, and those are just as important. I was definitely feeling this trip that we are planning that I am not looking forward to, but we're going to where my father's side of the family is from, which is Galicia, the northern part of Spain. And, you know, we're going three generations, like grandparents, my siblings, and grandkids. And, you know, it's just going to be crazy. And I'm the one planning it. You know that saying, it's like give the busiest person in the room like the work and they'll get it done. And like, that's literally what's happening. And, but I know that it's necessary. And of course it's like a pilgrimage. Like we're going to like where my family is from and none of us have been there. So like before Cuba, they're from Spain. and it's going to be a little bit of chaotic. So that's, I was feeling my trip right away here. But what I was getting from these trips that you guys are taking is that they are like medicine journeys. It feels like I go and I leave a different person, and it might not just be one, you may need several, but travel is your friend, and definitely chaotic travel. So I would leave some space for just randomness to happen. I wouldn't like over plan these trips that you're planning on. I think this coincides with yes, right? Like you might get invited on a trip a week before you go or 2 weeks before you go. Definitely go, you know, and maybe you might not have the right outfits or not everything is planned. But these are medicine journeys. Like that's the best way I can say it. I haven't done a lot of medicine journey in my life, but it feels like it's a trip, not a vacation, but a trip. And it's a portal to releasing something that has been stuck for so long. Like it makes me feel like it's curses, like those family curses. Should we send the Kardashians on one of these trips? It's that kind of stuff, like family curses that just like cannot be worked in therapy or cannot be worked in a session or cannot be worked in a Reiki session. Like they require something much stronger, like Mama Earth, you know, like that pilgrimage, that move. So definitely go for it. I think if you're trying to heal something with another person, I would go on a trip with them. You know, like if you're like, man, my husband and I are struggling, like I know that's usually the hardest thing to do when you are struggling, but I would plan a trip. If you're, you know, at a place with your best friend that things are just not working as well as they used to, like I would plan a trip. Like this is where this is going to come from. I do see you guys having like unusual travel buddies as well. But to go ahead and go for it. These are super, super important. These are important investments this year. Message number 4, loops will open, but they won't close immediately. Okay, what do I mean by that? I talk about this often in my program, Soul Reading Method, because in intuition practice, sometimes you see something or you sense something that you don't understand in the moment, but it makes sense later. So I'll do a reading and something's coming through and I know that this is not going to make sense to the person in this moment. And that's why we record the readings, because I know that this is going to make sense later. I may not even know what it means, right? Like, it's not like I'm saying like, oh, I know what it means right now. You're just not ready for it. It's really not that. It's that it will then make sense. Even in meditation, sometimes like you'll be in meditation, you'll have a beautiful experience and like something or a message or a dream, something comes through, but it doesn't make sense in the moment, but you also know that it's important. So these like loops open, that's what I call it. It's like you know that this is TBD, this puzzle is not done yet, like there is something to this, but you don't know what it is in that moment. These loops are how your manifestation is going to come together, because you're manifesting in a very feminine way this time, which kudos to you, like congratulations. It's just not linear this time. And that's why it's going to be greater than what you could have planned yourself. I'm really excited about, I have goosebumps like everywhere, like in my toes. I'm super excited about what you're manifesting. It's a very feminine thing. Like you've just done a great job of like moving into that femininity, but with feminine manifestation rather than like that linear type of like get things done type of stuff. There are loops that open and close because the feminine is more like a web rather than a line. So you'll have to be okay with these loops opening up and not meaning much. For example, the other day I was in meditation and I got this like very profound visual, which I have not gotten in a long time, came out of nowhere. A very strong message, similar to a message I received years ago before I found this land, or that my husband and I found this land. And I was like, oh gosh, like this feels familiar. Like it was kind of like letting me know, like this is important, but I have no idea how to get there, what this means, how I'm going to get to what I understood in the meditation. But I also know that it will find its way to me, that like other little breadcrumbs will come when it's time and I will follow those breadcrumbs. So I'm okay with this loop being open. Like I don't need to go and, I don't know, book a call with like every psychic that I know to find out what that meant. I can hold this unknown of knowing that it means something. I don't know what it means yet, but it will show itself to me when the time comes. So getting comfortable with the unknown, that's another way of seeing it, but getting comfortable with like not knowing all the answers when something opens up, but instead trusting that when it's time for that loop to close, for that, you know, message to come forward, it will find you, because it really is a year of what I seek seeks me, like truly. So what does that mean? Like I'm not the only one seeking, like this other thing is seeking me as well. And when it's time to find me, and like when the stars align, like we will meet. So that's the same thing with these loops, like these clues, like they will find me and I will live my life like in that trust. I don't see you having to hold that trust for too long or that unknown for too long. My sense is that like it will loop back within the year. Like it's not that it's like you're holding it for 3 years, like it will loop back. So be light with what you are seeking and making sure you're not trying to do all the work in seeking, because what you seek seeks you. So let the other seeker do half of the work as well. Like you don't, once you start stepping over into their work, then they cannot find you. Does that make sense? So that's why we get comfortable with these opening of loops and letting the rest find its way to you. And lastly, message number 5, which makes me really happy, perfectionism heals. The number one reason your manifestation hasn't come your way is because of your perfectionist tendencies. I say that to you, I say that to myself, but it is the truth. I see like all this momentum that is really held up, like a dam that's really holding back all this like abundance and blessings, like specifically blessings is the word that was coming. But perfectionism is the dam that's not letting it flow. And, you know, in our cases, perfectionism is about wanting it to look a certain way, wanting it to be perfect, wanting it to be on a sunny day with temperatures at 70 degrees, you know, like just wanting everything to be in place. And there's something about this year that like the momentum pushes that blessing and those abundance so much that it breaks the dam. So it will break perfectionism, and you can start being open to breaking perfectionism by just watching yourself, like just reminding yourself that things don't need to be perfect, that you don't need to earn something, that you don't need to prove yourself, that you're open to receiving the blessing and the abundance in a messy way. Like it's kind of like saying, I'm ready to meet the love of my life on a day that I'm wearing sweatpants and no makeup, right? Like that, because like if that love of my life is going to love me anyways, and we're connected anyways, and we're meant to be anyways, then does it really matter that I'm not wearing a super hot black dress with my makeup and hair done? No, like that's brave to be able to say like, I can do it in sweatpants and with no makeup. So there's this perfectionism that's really leaving in a very beautiful way. And it is what has made this manifestation take so long. Like, so if you're wondering, is it timing? Like, are manifestations happening because of this energy of the horse? Like, is this just destiny and this is like the timing of it? Or could I have brought this to me sooner? It's a little bit of both. There's definitely a momentum that pushes everything that was holding back out of the way. So I think about, we had these bad floods a little over a year ago. And when that water was rushing down from the top of the mountain and like flooding everything, it was crazy the speed and the strength that water had. Like nothing that, you know, was typically in place was going to be able to withhold the pressure and the strength of this water. So that's kind of what we're seeing. Like the energy of the horse is this momentum that like not many of us are going to be able to wrestle with, because it's just running, it's going. So these little, you know, dams that we've had of like, oh, having it to be perfect or like need things to be in line, they're just going to get pushed over and like blown over by this momentum. So that is why the timing is much better now, because unless we could release that perfectionism ourselves and be aware of it, without like this pressure, it would have just been a little bit harder to do. So that's why, you know, we see a lot happening this year. And if you want to be part of this releasing of perfectionism, and if you know like this might be your thing, I would say it's an energy of calling yourself or calling or naming what you're doing as experimental, like being much more comfortable with experimenting, like looking at something and being like, I don't really know if this is going to work out. I don't really know if this is the way, but I'm going to experiment. A lot of like, we don't have to stick to this whole year, but like, let's just experiment. Let's try it for 30 days. You know, let's try this for a week. So this experimentation to see how you feel, how it went, but definitely like letting yourself move rather than being held back. Your perfectionism sometimes seems like it shows up in a lack of focus and a lot of being in your head and a lot of inaction, like just not moving, not taking action, not doing anything new. So we need to introduce experimentation, like, you know, knowing that nothing is set in stone, that you don't have to commit to anything, and that it's totally okay that you don't know. The best results come from experimentation, you know, like when you're just like, oh, I'm just going to try this. So really letting yourself bring that forward, because blessings, specifically blessings, come from releasing this need to, for it to look a certain way. You know, and another energy like that is kind of the opposite of perfectionism feels like it's gutsy, like it's pretty brave. And it's a little bit of like a gambling vibe to me. Like I feel like some of you, it will involve money. Like I do see some of you being like putting your poker chips in and just being like, okay, like let's go all in. So some of your investment will have to do with something that you're afraid of parting with, you know. Guys don't put your houses up for sale or don't take out your 401k. That's not what I'm saying, but I think it's like, you know, for you it might be like, oh my gosh, giving away this $2,000. For some of you it might be giving away this $20,000. Like it just totally depends, but it makes me feel like you might put some of your money where your mouth is. It could even be just like investing in yourself, being like, you know what, I'm going to take this money and I'm going to invest it in like this business idea that I have. So it's it is like a gutsy kind of like, I don't need it to be all in alignment in order for me to invest in myself. Like there's a bravery that comes when you're not in your perfectionism mode anymore, because perfectionism is so sneaky, you know, like it really manifests in like funny different ways. So when you have released it, we will see you feeling a little bit more riskier or brave, doing things where like you're betting on yourselves or like betting on an idea. And some of that will be financial. Some of it just will be time. Some of it will be just like putting yourself out there. It's a ballsy energy, honestly. It's just this ballsy kind of asking for what you want, like putting yourself out there. And that's when we'll know that you've released this perfectionism. Perfectionism to me is like pearls, like being proper, doing things right, saying the right thing, waiting for the right timing, not asking for what you want, but like waiting for somebody to give to you. It's synonymous with permission. So if you don't know what perfectionism, I honestly like did not know forever what perfectionism was, honestly, because I was like, I don't think I do that. But the more I like understand the energy of it, I'm like, oh yeah, okay. So like, if you don't understand the energy, like that's what it is, like pearl necklace vibes, guys. And if you see yourself overwhelmed or just not moving, you're probably in that zone. So the medicine to that is a little bit of betting on myself, being curious, experimenting, playing. That's the vibe. This is not another message, but I guess it kind of is. You're going to get lucky this year. Like it truly, it's a year of luck. Let's play the lotto, I guess. Let's do some of that. But the idea is that you're opening up for luck, and luck is something that you just can't plan for, that you can't have a perfect path for. Like you just have to be at the right place at the right time. And that's, I think, why people are excited of the year of the horse. There's going to be some luck, and it might not look like luck right away. Reminds me of like, my husband is great at picking up homes and properties in like the most unluckiest situations. Like some sort of disaster will happen and he'll scoop something up, and it didn't look like luck at first because you're like, oh my God, this is a disaster. This is so horrible. But then something presents itself. So it feels like that, like, you know, you're getting out of the way to be lucky this year. And that is what this horse energy is. Don't feel like you have to do much. I hope this just like lifts your spirits. That's truly the reason for this podcast episode. And just to prepare yourself for that and to just prepare yourself for the ride, because like I said, it's going to be faster than you think, and have fun with it. And then at the end of the year, you're going to be like, oh my God, all of that just happened. And like, you know, next year we'll have a little bit more time to kind of structure the luck and find like better fitting places for the luck, if that makes sense. But for now, you just got to ride this wave. So yeah, that's what we're going to see with your manifestations in the year of the horse. Thank you so much for being here with me. I enjoy you guys so much. You are my horse for sure. And I'm sending you much love, and I'll see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.